In other words, we allow things or we don't allow things. That's what he's saying. Whatever you bind on earth. I think about the enemy coming to one of us to put a symptom upon one of us. Maybe he puts a headache on you. He's just going to put you to the test. You've submitted yourself to God. You're walking holy and obedient to his word. You know that you have no unconfessed sin, but yet a headache comes upon you. You would never, if you're a child of God that studied the word, you'll know that God gave you this power. Whatever you bind on earth, whatever you loose on earth, it's all yours. The keys of the kingdom. It's yours. So when the enemy comes upon you and tries to put a headache on you, no. No, that's it, devil. No, it is written. You can just go this far, but you cannot come any further. In the name of Jesus, I will not allow it in Jesus' name. Now I command you, devil, that you come out of me and you leave me. And don't you ever come back in the name of Jesus. When you do that, you'll notice a fleeing Satan. He will flee from you. You've submitted yourself to God. You resist him. You have the keys of the kingdom. And when you start quoting the word, the enemy will go away. In Matthew 18:19, let's add to this. The Lord gave us the keys in Matthew 18:18, but in Matthew 18:19, he adds one of these exceeding great and precious promises to the children of God that walk in obedience. Think about this awesome promise. Think about this. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree, just two, shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. That verse. I have used that verse to see God do more awesome, wonderful things than you can imagine. I've seen him take off warts. I've seen him take off scars. I've seen him heal feet, arms, legs, heads, headaches, eyes, neck, you name it. Get finances. Fix cars. Just think. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. Faith. It is a great thing. If you have faith or knowledge of the word, nothing shall be impossible with you. Absolutely nothing. Then, Romans chapter 10, verse 8. You speak things into being with your mouth. Now, our contact with Satan and his demon should be with the full knowledge that Jesus defeated the devil for us. And we find this in the next verse. Now, you speak things. You speak things with this mouth. As you speak, that's the way Jesus got people healed and delivered and controlled the storms and everything. He did it all with words. Everything he did it with words. There's power in your words. Now then, when you enter into all these things, you have to know that Satan was completely defeated and he has no power to attack you unless God sends him. So when you walk in obedience to his word, you don't ever have to worry about the devil. If you have a wonderful quiet time with God, you're studying his word every day, you're reading his word, you're worshiping the king, you're praising the king, you're saying of the Lord, he's my refuge, he's my strength, he's my God, he's my fortress, and him will I trust. Let me tell you what the best thing ever happened to me is. It's Jesus, he's my Lord. Walk into a restaurant, pray over everything you, just like he said, pray over everything. They bring you a refill on your tea, pray over it. Bring you a refill on your water, pray over it. They bring you an extra roll or something, pray over it. Don't just pray one time, forget it. Pray over everything, because that's what the Lord says. And then you have to know that this full knowledge that you must have that the devil was defeated, and that we have to know this. So we have to know scriptures like Colossians 2:14. Now in Colossians 2:14, it says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. Now this is the law he's talking about, which was contrary to us. Jesus took it out of the way, nailing this set of rules to his cross. And then verse 15, he says, and having spoiled or disarmed principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them, Satan and his hosts, in it, the cross. Wow. When you get a hold of this, that Jesus has completely disarmed the devil, completely given you all power and authority over the devil, it will change the way you do business. When you get a hold of the fact that you're delivered from the kingdom of darkness, you're translated into the kingdom of light, and you're a son of God, then you're going to start acting like a son of God. You're not going to go out and lie, steal, cheat, manipulate people. You're not going to have any foul, evil words come out of your mouth. They're not going to come out. They're not going to be in there. If they are in there and you're a Christian, you need to ask God to send the Holy Ghost in there to scrub your old wicked heart and get it clean and pure. Now, in the beginning, God gave dominion of the earth to Adam. He was to be the God of this planet, but he gave it to Satan, as we all know, and Satan became the God of this world. Now, we legally belong to Satan until we come into the kingdom of God, and then we become new creatures in Christ, and we now belong to the body of Christ. But before you become a child of God, none of these principles or none of these wonderful promises that we're talking about in God's Word will work for you. You have to be a child of God for these principles to work. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, it makes this statement. We ought to give thanks unto the Father. And I'm telling you, we ought to be thanking Him and praising Him, which has made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now, God made us fit to be in His kingdom. We could never have become good enough without Christ. We could never have become the righteousness of God in Christ that He demands, except that Jesus did it for us. And so He said that He did it, and He was righteous, He was holy, and He was perfect, and He was tempted in all ways as we are with sin, but yet He didn't sin. But none of us have been able to meet that criteria. We've sinned. But He said we should give Him thanks. Yes, Lord, it's not hard at all for me to say thank You, Lord, that You have made me fit to serve with You in the kingdom of God. I want to thank You and praise You that this wonderful thing is mine. Now, Lord, I praise You and thank You. It says, not only did He make us fit for the kingdom, but He also says He has delivered, in verse 13, says He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. So, again, you have to know all these things to be able to be delivered from the power of the enemy. If you believe that the world is where it's all at, then you may go down to church or somebody may lead you to Jesus and you say you got saved, but until you renew your mind daily with the Word of God and become a child of God in knowledge from the Word, you may be back down at the bars hanging out. You may be smoking marijuana. You may be drinking beer or alcohol. You may be living in every kind of immorality. You're living in sin. You're totally living to please the flesh and not God. So you don't know who you are, have no idea who you are. You've never got there. Now, the Bible talks about two Adams and the two men. Jesus was the last Adam and the second man. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he makes us a statement here. He says, and so it is written. Now, this is what we want to remember, that this is written. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45, says, so it is written, the first Adam was made a living soul, and the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. The first man is of the earth, which is earthy, But the second man is the Lord from heaven. In other words, Jesus, our King, came from heaven and became a man. And he became a perfect example of who we should be. And we are to be conformed into his image. Now then, because Jesus came and he had no sin in him, there was no sin in him, we see that Jesus had complete authority and power over the devil. The devil could not touch him. He came out and put him to the test and tried, but Jesus never failed, not one single time. He did not yield to this beast. Well, you and I don't have to yield to him either. But we have to know that we, you and I, have been given authority over Satan and his demons, and that's right now. Now, originally, we were children of the devil. But once we got saved, we now have power over him. We don't have to be afraid of the devil. He's got no power over you and me unless we open the door through sin. So when we walk holy, he can't touch us. Now then, let's go to this magnificent promise in Luke 10, 19, and 20. And let's see what kind of power God's given to us that walk in obedience to his word. I love this scripture. I read this a lot of times before it really meant anything to me. But now it means a lot to me. This scripture said, behold, Jesus said, I give unto you power to tread on the serpent and his scorpions. Now, the serpent and his scorpions is Satan and his demons. And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Think about this great and awesome promise. It says, notwithstanding, or nevertheless, in this rejoice not, that the evil spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. When you meditate on that, behold, I have all power over the devil. That means he has none. None. And he has to be subject to me. Now then, if that's true, why is it so few Christians walk in power with God? Because they don't know the word. They have no idea who they are. They have no idea that they can stand against the enemy, that the enemy has to be subject to them. But when they get a hold of these scriptures, like in right here in Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, you will rebuke that devil with the word of God. You will tell him it is written, and you'll quote those scriptures to him. And when you speak to that devil, when he comes to put a thought in your mind, he will leave and he cannot stay because God has given you power over the enemy in the name of Jesus.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.